Hey, Becca, what's the best platform to sell an online course with?
The only answer is Kajabi. It's an all-in-one platform where you can host your course or your membership and your blog and your website and a podcast and your email all in one.
And even better, you can get a free 30-day trial of Kajabi to see why we love it so much.
See the links below or head to teachwellonline.com/Kajabi to get a 30-day free trial. And you can play around with your course, with your membership, and see all the tools it has to offer to grow your business.
If you want to teach well online, now is the time to do it. Keep on listening and we're going to explain.
Welcome to the Teach Well Online podcast, where we want to encourage you to show up and teach well online. And we believe that everyone can if they know how. We have been in a series walking through the entire alphabet from A to Z, sharing with you every little detail of how you can show up, teach well, so you sell more of your online courses. And today we are talking about the letter N.
Yes, the letter N, which is teach it now or now teach it. In this episode, we are talking with Caitlin James of Now Teach It, but she's so much more than that. She's Caitlin James of Caitlin James Photography. She has a whole online education story, wildly successful at what she does. And so we get to talk to her. She shares a lot of her wealth of knowledge and marketing experience and running a business, because when you create an online course, you're not just creating a course, you're creating an online business. And when is the best time to do that? Now. And that's what this episode is all about.
It's a good one, you guys. Just wait, because Caitlin has a lot of incredible insights you're not going to want to miss.
So Becca, you've been in the online education space for a while with Little Z Sleep Consulting. And back when you first started, you didn't have online courses. You actually worked one-on-one with every single client that you had. And so that was on the phone, that was on email, that was having virtual consultations. So you'd be on a virtual meeting with them for like an hour. And finally, something inside of you said, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. And you started to create online courses. But in the process of doing that, you got to meet some really amazing people.
Yeah, I worked with incredible families. And for 5 years, the first 5 years of my business, I did in-homes, I had in-person clients. I started the business in 2015. In 2018, we did start courses, but I was still doing one-on-one coaching. I was still going into people's homes. And there are so many memorable moments of going into people's homes. Recently, someone was asking, like, weren't you ever like scared to go into people's homes? Like scared that they were like creeps or something? And I was like, no. Well,
because it always crossed my mind.
It actually, truthfully, never did, because I always looked up their address. And because these in-homes were more at a premium, I knew that, okay, you're paying me this much to come in and help you solve your problems. And they were typically referrals. Like if you're doing this, I did have a few, there were probably two cases where it was really bad, not like bad, like I'm in danger bad, but like, what the heck is going on? One of them, the dad hired me. He actually called me. I got a phone call from Afghanistan. I was like, what? And it was a restricted number from Afghanistan. He was actually in the military and he hired me to come help his wife. And what I did not know is that his wife did not want my help. And so I very quickly got kicked out of that house. It was one to remember. And then also I had another family, the other one that I'll never forget. The mom, it was like the flip-flop. The mom was like all into it and the dad kept sabotaging it. Like he kept coming in the room and messing it up. It was like, oh my gosh. So of course you'll remember like, oh, those were rough. But I have a handful that I just will never, ever forget because they were so wonderful. And today, Caitlin is actually one of those who I went to her house in 2017 to help her and her daughter, Evie, sleep well. Evie was 9 months at the time. So I met with Michael and Caitlin and walked through our sleep plan for Evie. We put her down. She went to sleep like flawlessly, even though they were so nervous about taking the pacifier away and all these things. But I remember Evie went to sleep so easily and we sat in their living room and they just talked to me about online business. They talked to me about building an email list and what an email list can do for you and the power of teaching online. And I was like, mind unlocked. Like it just unlocked something. And I remember calling you on the way home and just being like, oh my gosh, Chad, this was amazing. And it really started the ball rolling on like, what can we do online? And so I'm very grateful because Caitlin really did change our business in the way that she so genuinely shared about us. Her audience trusts her and we experienced that because when she said, hey, I worked with Little Z's, it changed our business.
It did. And she's also just been a model for what a successful online education business can be. She has built her business taking wedding photography, but also heavily into online education to help other photographers. And if you want to know what a great online education business could look like, you don't have to go far than Caitlin James Photography, and you're going to see what that could be.
Yeah. So we are going to get into our interview now with Caitlin James of Now Teach It and Caitlin James Photography, and you'll get to hear her whole story. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Caitlin James, who you likely know as a photographer educator, but we actually invited her on the podcast to talk about businesses and actually getting out there to teach what you know because of her new endeavor, Now Teach It, which we're excited to hear more about. So, Caitlin, introduce yourself to us and let us in on what Now Teach It is all about.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. And I feel like Now Teach It was born out of this love for business beyond just teaching people about lighting, posing, and editing, which has been my life for the past, you know, over 10 years. I've been educating since photography like took off for me at the beginning of my career. And I just realized like it's not like I need to shut something down and start something brand new. I just wanted this extra, I wanted this next layer of teaching to be towards people who want to do what I've done, which is kind of the pattern that my business has. It just keeps evolving into is that I did one thing well, I mastered it, and then I went and I taught it. And so that's kind of where the name came from. It's like, okay, you've mastered it, now teach it. And I've talked to so many people, whether it's our friends who know really cool things about raising, you know, grass-fed chickens at a very small scale, but making great money, to people who started a coffee shop that we grew up with them. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that what seems very natural to them and normal to them is mind-blowing to other people. And so when I introduced the concept of like, you realize you could scale your very much brick and, in a lot of cases, brick and mortar business, you could scale by teaching people what you're doing online. And so those were the conversations that led to a mastermind and then now to some group coaching and hopefully more resources in the future.
So you just mentioned mastering it. Can you define like, how would you define, oh, you've mastered this. Like here's your stamp. You're a master. How would you explain that?
I think now that I've had some experience working with multiple different levels of people who want to educate, I think you know you've mastered it when people are just naturally flocking to you, asking you questions. And it doesn't have to be a lot of people, but it has to be some. Like you need to have done something in your business that is so obvious that other people are like, how did you build that? Or like, how did you figure that out? Or like, what are your systems to make this happen? And when you're doing that, and that's when I really started to pay attention in my photography business. I would get these emails sometimes from people who have been shooting way longer than me. And I was like, why are they asking me questions? And then I realized, I'm like, I'm onto something. Like there's something about this that I am mastering and I'm doing it in a different way, different than anyone else. And people are starting to see me as a leader in this area. And so I think that's one way. You know you've mastered something when people can't help but come to you and ask you how you've done what you've done.
You are so passionate about that. Like every time I've had a conversation with you or hear you talking to other people, you're always encouraging them and trying to help them tap into some undeveloped potential, right? You have mastered many, many things, particularly in the photography area. And just for some of our listeners that maybe don't know who Caitlin James is, could you talk a little bit about what you have mastered and how that has created an online education business for you?
Yes. Yes. That's probably an important thing to share. So in 2008, I was like a 20-year-old in college and like, I just decided I don't want to graduate and go work for someone. And I loved art. So I thought my only option was to be an art teacher. Turns out, no, like you can actually make money being a creative. And I started photographing weddings. A friend of mine who was doing it allowed me to second shoot with her. And that just really, I mean, I threw myself into this business. For better or worse, I threw myself in and I started to grow really quickly. But not only did I start to grow, it was kind of like, you know, bootstrapped marketing. Like I didn't know what I was doing, but I made decisions back when the internet was starting to explode, I made a decision to be a personal brand because I had nothing else to market with. I couldn't afford to go to a bridal show. Thank goodness I had no money and I was a broke college student because it led me to a marketing strategy that to this day is probably my greatest contribution to the photography industry. So yes, I have lighting techniques. There's like the KJ way of lighting and the KJ way of editing, the KJ way of posing. I have a whole posing evolution that I teach. But if I'm being honest, the greatest contribution is the way that we created a tribe within our business. And the photography industry at the time had never seen that done before. So people were like, what do you mean you like try to form friendships with your clients? What do you mean you're letting them into your life and letting them get to know you? Like, what do you mean you're blogging on your business blog about your personal life? Like, keep those separate. I'm like, no, I think there's something special here. And it exploded. And so that led me to become a six-figure wedding photographer very quickly. And then I started educating and speaking. It came very naturally to me to share. And I think this is so important. I was just thinking about this morning. I started teaching people in person first. And that did something to me. It made me realize that like, I do actually love teaching people. It's not about the extra income. It's not about, now it, that is a great piece of the story, but I think because I started with in-person workshops, I learned so much about what it means to be an educator that is sought after because people felt loved, they felt cared about. I saw it as a ministry. I eventually started doing something that no one else was doing. I did workshops out of our home and people were like, why would you not just go rent this beautiful venue? And I'm like, because something happens when people sit in our living room and they're connected and it's life-changing for them. So I'm going to invite them at the time to a living room that was a little bit cramped, a little bit too small. Our neighbors thought we were crazy. And then we eventually built a property where we could host workshops and have people in our home and on our land. And that really grew into online courses. People who would never be able to fly to me then could purchase from us. And our first course launch was $172,000 in a 48-hour weekend. Also, at the time, I'm like, no one told me you shouldn't really launch things during a weekend, but we did, and it did really well. And we grew from there. And yeah, it has just been a wild ride ever since, being able to share what God allowed me to grow and to share it with other people. And now I'm taking all that and sharing it at, just in a different way through Now Teach.
Yeah. And you know, you just hit on something. Last week we interviewed Dr. Tiffany Urich. And so I'm two episodes back to back. And if you're a listener to this podcast and you're listening to this, you will have noticed a thread that has continued. It's this thread of community. Like if you want to teach well online, there is a community aspect to doing this that is critical. And I love that you just shared that that is so core to not only your story, but your success. I wanted to ask you, because I've been asked this question a lot when it comes to teaching online. Do you feel like there is a difference between being an expert and mastering something? Because I actually feel like there's a little bit of a difference. Do you have to be a subject matter expert in order to be able to teach online? Or does mastering something mean something different?
I feel like the expert title, I feel like in my mind goes to like, well, there's only a few of those in every category, right? There's only like this, you know, this, you can't have, everyone can't be the expert. I think becoming the expert, that thought is very crippling in my mind for me.
Yeah.
And there have been seasons where I'm like, I'm not the expert at everything. So it really did a number on my confidence of like, I'm going to have to master and or become the expert of flash in order to teach it. But the truth is that I'm not the expert in flash. But there are a lot of people that like my approach to it. So I've mastered the KJ way of flash. You could almost say I'm the expert of my own way.
Yes.
But I think that really allows me to realize like there are people don't want me to be the expert. People just want me to teach what my way is so they can copy it because they like what I'm producing. And so every season I've been in where I've tried to become the expert, it's been a downward spiral of stress. So
I think that's like you said, it's a crippling thought, but also you're never going to, if you commit yourself to be the expert, you're never going to actually start educating because there's always going to be something new that you learn. Something's always developing. So I'm very strong on, I never really, I probably shouldn't admit this on a podcast, but I never really cared about the science of sleep. Like, it's cool, but that was never something I was like, oh, I want to be the expert to like know that, to like go teach people, because that's not what tired parents need. They just need to be told like, here's what you do and here's how I do it, so you can do it too. And the same thing, like what you're saying, especially with somebody, if you think about, you know, the 20-year-old college student, just like you were in the beginning, who just wants to learn something to go out there and make money. They can't study for hours on end. All that there is to know about flash, they just need to know the KJ way to do that, which then means that they've mastered, you know, your way to do it, which I like that. That means that there's several different ways, or many different ways, to master an approach. And that is one of our core hallmarks, is that nobody's trying to learn or buy more information. They're just trying to buy imitation, and they see what you do, so they just want to buy that and be a part of it.
Exactly. Because the truth is that they really wanted to master and be an expert at lighting. There's so much that they could find out there that's probably free, and they'd have to piece it together. The value is that I'm saying, I'm taking all of my years of experience, my expertise, and I am piecing it together for you in a system that's going to work for you to do just what I have done. And then you can apply it, make it your own. But like, the goal is for me to take what I have done so well and easily transfer it to you. And I think that there's so much there about, for me personally, about trying to, I've had seasons of just feeling like, it, you know, if we have a downturn, or if we, I'm like, maybe it's because I'm not the expert anymore, you know, but it's like that, I think that's a really big lie, because I can't be the expert of all things. I need to hone in on the KJ way, because that's really where I thrive.
Well, and one of the reasons I asked you that is because that tends to be one of the biggest roadblocks that people experience when they're thinking about maybe scaling their business or going into online education. They get this imposter syndrome, or they start telling themselves these lies that like, well, I'm really good at what I do, but nobody wants to hear it from me. I'm not the expert, right? It's this lie out there, when in reality, no, people love what you do and they just want to do it like you. So you do have a voice, put your voice out there, and you do a really good job of like talking to people. You have your ears to the ground, you know what's going on. And even in your cohort with Now Teach It, you talk to a lot of people. Do you see any other roadblocks or challenges that people typically wrestle with or face that keep them from wanting to take that step and to actually go out there and teach?
Yeah, I think perfection is huge. There are a lot of roadblocks with people who they just, if they can't figure out their first freebie exactly the way it's got to be perfect. And if they can't figure that out, then they're just stunted. I mean, I've probably got a dozen people in the group that are stuck there. And it's not because they don't have the capacity. It's because they won't make a decision because they're so afraid their decision's going to be wrong. And and that's fine, but they're going to be sitting a long time, because no one's going to swoop in and say, I'm going to tell you exactly what to do, because no one knows their audience and no one knows their people like they do. And maybe that's another roadblock, is that people are, they're seeking and trying to put things out into the world that no one has asked them for. So they haven't really dug deep into the problem they want to solve. Another roadblock is they are wanting to get out of the grind of their daily work. So in my world, a lot of these people are photographers, not all, but a lot of them are photographers. Everybody though is doing, like, they're trading their time for money and they want to scale online. And I totally get that, right? That in a lot of ways, that's why people teach online, is because it's a very scalable way to sell education. But I think what the struggle is that they don't realize, like you said before, this is starting another business all over again. I have some like quotes in our Slack channel, people being like, oh my gosh, like this is another business. I'm like, yep, it is. Surprise. It's another business.
And it's like, you didn't trick them. This is just like, it is what it is, because you're so right. When people get, I can't tell you how many times people have asked us like, okay, but like, what should my free entry point be? And as you mentioned early on, this is one of the things that we believe too, is teaching people live, teaching people in person. That's going to help develop that. Now, I know that everybody can do it live in person, depending on where they live, but that's why the beauty of Zoom and all these things is those people will feed feed you what that should be, the more that you hang out with them and talk to them. And you're so right that that gets to be the, well, I can't move further because, you know, I don't have a freebie. Right. So I understand that there's, I understand because we're in it. It's not just an online course, it's an online business. So can you discuss why is it an online business? Why isn't it just a course? I don't get it.
Yes. I mean, well, you put all this money and time and effort into creating a course. And this is another roadblock. People don't spend any time marketing the course. They just assume that like, I'm going to finish it and I'm going to send an email to my list of maybe 250 people and I'm going to make $20,000. And that's not the reality. For some it is, but they have built the tribe and the tribe is chomping at the bit. They can't wait to learn from you. Count on to the courses on because they put in the effort to build the community. That for us, that did happen, but this was also like 8 years ago, but that happened where we like nurtured and nurtured and nurtured and nurtured. And half the time we were nurturing, we didn't even realize we were nurturing. We were just giving. And then we finally created a product before there was a sea of products. I mean, man, people were just, it was almost, they were in tears. And I'm like, you're paying me money. Why are you, I'm the one that should be in tears. I'm so thankful. But I think that there is a big disconnect with the marketing side, with the finding your audience and building it side, nurturing. I mean, our group coaching experience that we're doing, we're spending so much time talking about nurturing because there's so much to be done there. And if you want people to trust you, you want people to come to you and view you as the leader in this area, the trusted expert or the master, then you've got to show the world why they should view you that way. And like all of that is the same exact process I did becoming a wedding photographer, right? I had to show my system. I had to get clients on board. I had to build this community. I did events for my clients. I mean, we did some extreme things building the KJ tribe. And I feel like a lot of people just, they only see my reels, my ads. They have no idea what goes into the back end. And if anything, I would say that growing this online education business, I would say it's 10x, it's 10 times more complicated business-wise than being a wedding photographer, which is kind of crazy.
Well, and I can see kind of digging in a little further to that perfection. I can see why like a perfectionist tendency person would be very slow to the online course world, or they'd quickly give up because they're like, I just don't know what I'm doing. And a lot of times people are afraid to ask for help or they ask for help and they're asking the wrong people for help, which is where you are a great solution because you've done it, you know how to do it right. And you just have a really great eye for like, hey, I see what you're doing and you should do this over here. But leaning into that a little bit more though, like another roadblock that I think a lot of people face too is they look at their competition. They see the numbers of their competition. Maybe they see the pure quality of the online education. Like it's a full-on produced thing. And they're like, well, I can't touch that. Like, this is my first one. I just can't even go down that road. And so they give up. So where do you stand on should you just do it and like just use your computer and use a slide, or should you hire somebody? Like, how do you know, like on a perfection level, like where do you, should you just get it out there or not?
Oh, that's, you know,
age old question.
And Jenna Kutcher is a great example of like majority of her courses are not professionally filmed. She does screen recordings. She's a mega, mega millionaire. And I think if I was to explain to her all that goes into filming a signature course for us, she would be like, why do you do that? But, you know, so I think every brand and every story is different. I think that, you know, for her, organizing thoughts and teaching it in a way that works and people get amazing results comes so natural to her. She also has a team that helps her. So I think in some ways, people try to cover up their lack of organization and outlining skills and their lack of teaching skills. Honestly, they mask that by paying big bucks to have a highly produced product. So I'm going to look amazing, but I'm kind of masking the fact that like I kind of threw my outline together because I don't really know the best way to organize this. And I see that happen. So I think it's very different for different people. I love paying Tyler Harrington to produce our courses because I kind of have this sweet spot of like, he's sitting there telling me, hey, that part of the outline, we got to rethink that. And yeah. So he very much is producing it alongside of me. And so it is worth the investment and it's, and the quality is amazing and people have come to expect that. Now, could I produce a course that's a screen recording on Loom with just my face in the bottom corner? I totally could. And if the content was absolutely transformational, I think it'd be just fine. However, I think people have come to expect a certain caliber from me. So I think I need to continue with that caliber so it doesn't seem like I don't care. And I'm just kind of throwing stuff together. But I think that for some people that are like saving up 15 grand to have a professionally filmed course, I would say, and I think you guys would say, I think we're focusing on the wrong part because you can save up the 15 grand to have it professionally filmed and look awesome and have like those lower thirds sliding in. It's going to look awesome on people's screens. But like, if you don't have a strategic way of teaching so that people can implement and get wins, this is going to fall flat. And that, I see that happening a lot. The emphasis is on the visuals. It's not on the actual teaching content. And the reason for that is because, especially in our world, we're a visual industry. So nobody, which is, that is what sets Jenna apart, is that she pulled herself out of the visual industry and she is in more of an entrepreneurial space where, I have a Marie Forleo, you know her. Yeah, yeah. She's a superstar. I bought her time course just because I was like, what am I doing with my time? And I was shocked that her face isn't even on it except for like part of the intros. And I'm like, wow, what? This was so expensive. But if the content's good, it does, it makes an impact. So I think it's different for different people, but
that's like literally why we are here and how, like when we were a part of your mastermind, how that group and you helped us understand like, oh, that's not your greatest contribution is to be behind a camera. It's actually to help people. And we knew that. It's just like, I'm actually really glad that we had 12 clients who paid us crazy amounts of money to produce a course that maybe was like, oh no, you're not a teacher. Like you're, like you said, it's kind of masking. Yes. And so I think it's fascinating to think through that is what they're not even, they don't, it's not like they're in their brain being like, you know what? I'm actually not good at this. So I'm going to actually just pay a lot of money to like have a highly produced course.
Subconscious.
It's a choice that you're doing because it's like, well, if I have this, then I will be the best, even if the material isn't the best, which now that there's so many competitors, it needs to be the best, but it doesn't mean that it needs to be face to camera, high quality best. It's the actual teaching message. Yeah.
Yes. That is a huge, and people, it's kind of like, I teach a lot about personal branding. And, you know, I've even said before, like I would do a mastermind just on personal branding. But the truth is that people that need a complete overhaul and makeover with how they view themselves in their brand, with the personal brand, they're blind to it. So marketing a personal mastermind to people who don't even realize that's their deep rooted issue, That's not gonna sell. So for people who are trying to become educators, you know, they don't realize that like when they see marketing towards like, you need to learn how to actually teach well, a lot of people, it's sad, but a lot of people don't recognize that that's their weak area until their word of mouth marketing from their course sales completely falls flat. Like they think they're going to have threads, people raving about their stuff on Facebook groups. And then that never happens for them. And that's something that we work really hard to produce our courses, but I think we really have put a lot of effort into like, are people going to get this? Are they going to be able to watch this and then go do it? Are they going to be able to hear what I'm saying and remember it while they're shooting? And so when we get these threads of people being like, you know, I have a 7-year-old course, the lighting and location course. To this day, every single day on Facebook, people are posting about, if you're on the fence, you got to get this course. I mean, I was a mom of 2 at the time. I had bangs in that course. But like, are we redoing that course? No, because it is so transformational. There's no need to redo it. It was done so well on the front end. And so that's my own personal marker of like this new course I'm creating. I want it to be just as effective as lighting and location, because that was like the pinnacle of course success for me is that people truly got it. They're able to replicate so easily. And then they're just coming online, sharing their wins because it was so impactful. I'm like, as an online educator, that is gold. That is gold to me. So,
yeah, I've shared this before, but like I've taught a lot. I've given a lot of presentations. I've preached, I've done all these things. And it's not that what I've taught or what I've said was anything new. In fact, I've had people come up to me and say like, hey, like I've heard this before, but I've never heard it like you said it. And for some reason, the way that you said it, it just clicked. It made sense. And I think it leads to what you just said, because you're teaching for a transformation. So you're not just trying to fill up time and space. You're not just trying to throw the fire hose at somebody. You're literally teaching to bring about a transformation. And if you can lock that in, and if you can say it in a way that they'll remember it, where they'll be able to actually do it, and it truly leads to a transformation, it'll change their life.
Yes.
And it's powerful. But speaking of on the fence, there are probably a lot of people who are like, okay, I'm sold. I know that I need to get into the online space. I know that there's money to be had. I know that from a marketing perspective, it could expand my business, things like that. But they're on the fence. Maybe they're on the fence for a lot of the reasons that we just mentioned. But like, if we could get like a really quick Caitlin James pep talk, like, what would you say to somebody where you see like, you should do this, you should have done this 2 years ago, but you're on the fence? Like, how would you pull them off the fence?
My mind immediately goes to real people and like real scenarios. I have family friends that own the cutest ice cream shop, and they have young kids, and it's just taken off, and all these other people that want to own really successful ice cream shops. They want to learn from them. And so they've been doing, which is great, these one-on-one consultations that people can purchase, which is awesome. But they have a new baby. They have the need. People want to learn from, they have all the reasons, right? They have all the reasons to make a comprehensive, all-encompassing course. And they're like, well, we really like, you know, working with people and seeing people. I'm like, great. They buy the course and then they pay you for a higher level because they're serious then. Then they pay a higher ticket price to work with you in person. And that's when you give away your time. So when people are on the fence, I'm just like, you've just got to reimagine what your reality could be. If I'm talking to someone who's on the fence and they have people asking, those are the people that I get weirdly passionate about. Like, you got to do this. Like,
What are you doing?
Yes, you have everything. The people that don't have people asking questions, my response to them is like, you keep nurturing because you have the gift. You've mastered the thing. But show the world what you've mastered. Give pieces of it away and see what comes from that. And the people that have the people asking questions and like, hey, can you share this? Can you share that? Like, that's when I tell people, this is the next level you seek. Like, you want to be set free from the working hours. You want to be set free. It's going to take work and it's going to take time, but you have people waiting for you to deliver a product. And it could, and you don't need to go in guns a blazing with a massive course. Why don't you take all those spreadsheets? Why don't you take all of those step-by-step systems from your Google Drive and export them into a kit that is downloadable, that you can easily share as like a $99 product to get people in the door and then upsell them to a higher ticket course when you have the time to. But like, just take a step, just see. Because I think if people, I will never forget, and I know you guys remember this, but sweet friend of ours in the mastermind, we were just trying to encourage her, like, you don't have to live launch to launch. You can make money while you're sitting here. We just need to set up the right system. And I remember her sitting there and just like, she raised her hand. She's like, guys, I just sold a course. Yes. She was so happy. Yeah. And that fires me up, because even if that only happens once a week for her, that's going to be close to $2,000 a month that her family didn't have. And when you really start to look at what her husband is leaving the house every day 9 to 5 for, all she needs is to double that and he would be home. And that's a life change for their children. Like, that's where I get fired up. It's like, there's so much possibility out there. You just have to take the leap. And if you don't feel ready to take the leap, then just start nurturing, start giving to people. And you'll start to see if it's supposed to happen for you, you'll start to see that momentum start to pick up.
And there was something like a theme to what you just said, that like, there's a reality too, that you don't have to try to do it alone anymore. I mean, currently I'm going to date this podcast, Becca. Okay. But it's 2024. Like, You can get help. There are so many people out there that can help you. I feel weird saying this sometimes, but I tell people like, hey, if I can give you the best advice in writing an online course, it's to just hire me because I can get it done quickly. I can do it really, really well. Like, I know that sounds ridiculous and arrogant, but like, just hire me. I'll do it for you. Mm-hmm. But like, I know it took me a really long time to get into yes. masterminds. Becca had to pretty much drag me into them because I was doing it. But life-giving, life-changing to have other people look in and help. And so what's crazy is like what you just said, when there are people asking you for help, like, hey, teach me this, I want it. And you're like paralyzed because you want it to be perfect. You want it to be great, or you just plain don't know. You're stuck.
Yes.
Go get help, right?
Yes. Yes. And be willing to invest in, I just saw, I don't know if you know who Ojoy.
I have a few of her stuffed animals for Hattie.
I love her. An amazing brand. Amazing. I love what she's built. She's been in Target for probably almost a decade now. I mean, it's incredible. And she just did a reel yesterday and I wanted to share it on our school account because, you know, our children who go to the school that we started Acting Academy every single day, they are getting feedback. It is like a normal part of their life for other people to look at them and say, you don't see this for yourself. Can I give you some feedback? And it's fascinating to have a 7-year-old come to us and say, can I give you feedback, mama? I'm like, sure. Like,
my computer out.
Yeah, let me just, the sweet one, I forget her first name, but the Ojoy account, which she shared this beautiful reel talking about how she's doing consulting for a really big brand. And it made her start thinking like, why do people pay for other people to speak into their business? And she's like, because there's nothing more powerful than being able to hear feedback. And then two, being able to have a trusted source where someone's saying like, I can tell you where you're blind. Like, that's such a gift. And in this world, you know, there is such a thing as spinning your wheels and going nowhere. You know, there is such a space where I see people who are just going about it all the wrong ways. And so you're right. Like, it is worth people's time to invest in the feedback that's going to move the needle and push them in the direction that they ultimately want to go. I think for a lot of people at the beginning, when there's no money coming in, they think to themselves, well, I can't do that because I haven't made any money yet. I can't pay for that. And it's like, right, but you may never make money if you don't let someone look at what you're doing and say, do you realize these aren't connected? Do you realize that like people aren't resonating? Do you realize, let me help you. I'd love to help you. And there's a lot of great resources for that out there. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Yes.
Well, I was like, that's the perfect setup. So like if somebody's on the fence and they want to get into teaching, like here at Teach All Online, we help specifically write the thing, like how to take what's inside of you and actually get it out on paper. But there's a lot of a journey and a heart process and everything that has to happen before you get to the point of like, okay, let me get something out of you. And I feel like that's where you come in. So could you talk about the Now Teach It journey, like what you have done, what you're maybe looking at doing in the future with people?
Yeah, I mean, that is a great, you know, who knows, $1 million question. That's a question. I think what I'm realizing, and this is partially, you know, I had great feedback in my own life of like someone saying, you just need to try. Like, you keep talking, Caitlin, just go do it, try it. And so I launched a mastermind just to see like, do I enjoy this? Is this fun? And oh my gosh, it was so fun. But, and I loved it, did it 2 years in a row and might do it a third year. This is what I realized though, in the mastermind, I've gotten even clearer about what I specifically love. And my sister is amazing at showing people the back end, the funnels, the way the systems work and the, you know, where the, what's the phrase from Hamilton? Where's, I forget, but it's basically, you wouldn't be in the room where it happens. That's
the room where
Emmy.
It happens. Yeah. Yeah. Like that's,
If you do a Hamilton phrase, you have to sing it.
No. Gosh, no. You're going to sing a phrase that I can't even remember. But basically like the goal of the technicalities my sister would teach, what I found that I loved is seeing incredibly gifted people sit in a room and I could see their blind spot. And the blind spot had nothing to do with their funnel setup. And it had nothing to do with how many email subscribers they're getting per month or their ROI on certain ad spend. Like, none of that. It was, hey, you have an empire that's desperate to know you. Why can't you let people in? And then getting to the root of like, I have never thought I've had something worthy of sharing personally. I've just thought my value was in my head. Or another person's story of, I hit a wall of what I'm trying to achieve, because ultimately I'm trying to prove myself to a family that's never seen an entrepreneur succeed. So they make fun of me and I'm a joke to them. And that type of conversation just, it takes our coaching background and pairs it with business for high-level entrepreneurs. And I love that. And so for me, you know, where is that going to lead? I don't know, but I think my biggest piece of advice for people is that, like, you have to start doing something in order to get clear about what you're ultimately called to. And that's the season God has me in right now, is realizing, like, that is what, it's not just host a mastermind, Caitlin, it's let's host a mastermind. And then I'm going to show you in the mastermind what I think your highest level of contribution is in this season of life. And So I think everybody to some degree needs that, whether it's the mastermind level, like I just gave those examples, but even in the group coaching dynamic that I have right now and now teach it, people are just getting started and they've got their own hurdles. They've got their own roadblocks. And a lot of it is personal. It's not technical.
The worst thing I ever did was not let people in to speak, to give me feedback. Honestly, I don't think I even thought, well, like, not that, oh, well, I'm so complicated, no one can give me feedback, but just that I didn't know where to go or who to turn to or what that would look like. And so when you opened your, I've told you this many times, when you opened your mastermind and you invited, I was like, oh, you got the wrong Becca, like wrong person over here. Like you meant
definitely
to send this to someone else.
I knew exactly who I was inviting.
But I think that spoke to like, oh, people want to give me feedback. People like want to do that for me. Like that would be awesome. And you're so right that your natural gifting is to help people see their blind spots. But, and yes, it's in the personal, it's also in the business, just the way that you think and the way that you and Emmy think together really changes that whole conversation. But yeah, I can tell you from, you know, two people who've been in your mastermind for the last 2 years is that is something that is so needed. And if anyone's ever like, well, I've never done that, I love your advice. Like just trying it, right? Just try it. Because you can't, kind of going off of that phrase of like being in the room where it happens, you can't get into those rooms where the things are happening if you don't say yes to being there. And that's something that I really discovered, was I was missing out on this whole new level of conversation because I wasn't walking into that room when those doors were open. I just didn't think it was for me. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a mental roadblock I had, that being in that mastermind helped me unlock. The first year, my whole mindset had to change that I did belong in that room. Yes. And then the second year, my mindset changed on like, oh, I have things to offer this room. Yes. And I would have never gotten to those places if I hadn't said yes to even just trying something. So right. I agree with you 100%.
Yes. It's so funny when you told me, you're like, are you sure? I'm like, what? Yes. Why are you even asking that? But think about how many people, you are successful. You've sold the thousands and thousands of courses. Like you've experienced success in your business. And if you feel that way, how much does a person trying to launch their first course, getting it off the ground, how much more do they feel like that? And that is a real thing that I never had to fight up against, because when I launched the consistency course back in the day, no one in our industry had put a course out like that, right? So I'm like, well, if it flops, at least it's not compared to so-and-so who just launched, because there was no one to compare to. So I have such a soft spot in my heart for people with the comparison issue, because we are pretty oversaturated. But that goes back to, if you can take, which I think that's why I love what you guys are doing so much, is that I know that there are people with great gifts and really great like epiphanies and methods and systems that the world needs. And I feel like what you're offering to them is being able to say like, hey, you have something awesome, but if you butcher the outlining, the teaching of it, if you can't piece it together in a way that can be transferred and transform other people, it's going to be such a loss, not just for you financially and for your time, but it's going to be a loss for the people that need this. And that is something where like, I feel like it's not that I couldn't help in that area. I couldn't help like you guys help in that area. I do feel like you guys have a gift with your teaching background to be able to piece it together. So I'm like, maybe it's like a funnel system where it's like, oh, you know what? I just heard some things in your language. You go talk to Caitlin and then come back to us when you want to write the outline.
We've thought about that so many times because Chad he's the brain here. I just get to have fun and like market it and stuff. And one of the things that we know about Chad is that he's like, well, let's just get get the job done. Come on. Like, I mean, you're a perfectionist, right? And being married to me has helped you push that out. But he's not the feeler, like the, oh, I see the blind spot.
I was about to say that. Like I'm on my personal journey of figuring out emotions right now. And so like, I am like, if I were to walk up to somebody and they're like, I really just don't know if I should do a course or not. I'm like, well, it sounds like you need to figure that one out. Right. I'm not the person for that. But if you want to figure that out, I can help you do it. Yeah, so we're on our own journey. But,
but it is a nice little funnel of like, yes, go get the encouragement from Caitlin. Go follow it now, teach it and all that you have to offer. And wherever that journey takes you, I know it's going to be something that's going to bless so many people. So thank you for joining us today to talk about this. This is always such a good conversation.
Well, I love it and I love what you're doing. And I remember when you launched, they were the last hot seat of the in-person retreat. And I remember thinking like, wow, I'm so glad we saved this for the last morning because it was so powerful to hear you guys, to hear Chad present like the vision for this. Everyone in the room and multiple people were like, I need that. And these are high performing people who just realized like no one has ever helped me map this out. And I feel like this is a huge roadblock. So I feel like we need all of us. Like we need the Chads, the let's do it. Let's make it happen. We need the Beccas who are like, and we're going to market this really successfully and be able to see all the pieces come together. And then you need Caitlin who's like, but how do you feel about that?
Such a good way to put it. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Oh. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time today. Do you want to share, let us know how we can get, how our listeners can get in touch with what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, it's so fascinating because I rarely talk about, you know, now teach is just like this new small dream, but I love connecting with high level entrepreneurs. We do have plans to have a mastermind again, starting in August, beginning of early fall. And so you can follow Now Teach It on Instagram. But if you are a photographer, if you're someone that's like, I just, you know, I love the idea of educating online, but like I'm still struggling, then Caitlin James, that whole brand is where the photography side of me lives and the personal side of me lives. So I'm just, thanks for inviting me. I feel honored. I love this series. I love sharing this series with our group and our students because it's such a great approach to teaching people the different components that go into teaching well. And I think our industry needs this.
And I want to further that too. Like if you want to know like what a great online education business can and could look like, just go look at Caitlin James Photography. Like that is a great example of online teaching. Well, you have been so good at it and it's a model. I know I'll speak for so many thousands of people out there. It's a model for so many aspiring online educators, especially in the photography space, but it can go cross category as well.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Well, and I feel free. Yeah. Poke around and look all around. They might find some missing links, broken links here and there, but we are still making money and we're very, very grateful. So thank you guys much.
That was such a great conversation with Caitlin. If you have a skill or a service or even a story that you have mastered, that it is part of you, and you listen to this interview and you've been thinking for a little while, like, I want to get this out of me. I want to make an online course. I want to create a new revenue stream and share my skill or my service or my story with the world. I hope that this podcast episode encouraged you to just go do it. Do it now. Now teach it. Get it out there into the world.
And we also want to encourage you to grab our free course clarity framework because you have all these ideas now swirling in your head and we want to help you filter what is the one idea that you can take and run with. So make sure you grab that at teachwellonline.com/framework or just scroll to the show notes and check that out. One last thing, if you have been a faithful listener, thank you so much. We want to ask that you would leave us a review. If you are listening on the podcast app, would you take just a moment and leave us a review of this podcast? We've reached over 1,000 downloads.
1,000.
On this podcast. That's amazing. Thank you guys for being on this journey with us. It's been really wonderful to share these episodes with y'all. So make sure you leave us a review. Tell us what you're enjoying. We would so appreciate that.
Remember, anyone can teach well online.
If they know how.